it becomes meaningless, and then it becomes just a sound. But if you don't know what oppression means, it is just a sound. So brothers and sisters, what does oppression mean? The word oppression comes from the root word press, to press down specifically. When I think of pressing down, I think of a person pushing down on a button. When you think of pressing down, I want you to take the same image of a person pushing down on a button. Except think of the person pushing down on the button as an emir, a khalif, a king, or anyone in power. And think of the button as a people, like the Shia, like the Palestinians, like Imam Hussein, his 72 companions, and the ladies and children of his camp. This image in your head of a large figure pressing down on a smaller group of people with his finger, this is oppression. Brothers and sisters, let's go back about 20 years. Let's go back to Iraq. It's a time when Shias, Sunnis, and Kurds all want the same thing, to fight Saddam Hussein. If this time in history is looked at with a completely neutral perspective, with no background knowledge of the situation at all, it can be classified as a simple clash between the ruler and his people. The ruler has just as much right to fight back against his people as the people do to fight against him. What the ruler is not allowed to do, though, is to kill innocent women and children after the fighting is over in order to maintain his leadership. Saddam Hussein did exactly that. He was not upholding the basic human rights of security and life. He was killing innocent women and children, and he was committing zulm, cruelty, against the innocents. This was tyrannical persecution, a tyrant killing to stop opposition towards himself in order to maintain benefits in this life. Sadly for Saddam Hussein, he was caught and executed. What is even greater, though, is that the Shias and the Sunnis and the Kurds and all the Muslims of Iraq, after 40 years of oppression, they all went back to the shrines of Imam Hussein and Imam Ali and all of the Imams who died in Iraq. So brothers and sisters, we have an answer to what we originally asked. What is oppression? Oppression is the intentional suppression of a people through cruel and inhumane acts which violate their human rights. So what? Mahatma Gandhi has said, "I learned to be victorious from Imam Hussein while oppressed." Brothers and sisters, the tragedy of Karbala is a complete guide on how to fight oppression. The tragedy began when Imam Hussein was forced to camp on the grounds of Karbala. For 5 days, Hussein waited. He urged the leaders of the enemy camp to join him. This was Imam Hussein's first tactic, a diplomatic solution without any bloodshed. When the 9th day of Muharram arrived, Umar ibn Sa'd wanted to begin the battle. Imam Hussein asked for another day to pray. This was his second strategy to psychologically fight the enemy, by showing them that he was a religious man, that he was a Muslim. He was placing doubts in the hearts and the minds of the enemy. On the 10th of Muharram, when the battle was to begin, Imam Hussein alayhi salam did not fire the first arrow. In fact, he waited until the enemy began their attack before asking his soldiers to defend. This again is a psychological and mental warfare. In psychological and mental warfare, there are no casualties. There are no physical casualties. There are no damaged buildings, no dead soldiers, no dead men, no dead women, and no dead children. This was the justice and intellect of our Imam. So what? Then, after after each warrior had been martyred and no one was left except Ali Asghar, he brought the six-month-old to the battlefield. He showed the enemy the child and how the thirst was killing him slowly. And the enemy began to cry. This was calculated emotional warfare. Finally, when even the six-month-old had been martyred, and Imam Hussein was the last person left, and neither the sky nor the ground would accept the blood of the six-month-old. Finally, Imam Hussein fought physical warfare. But even this, brothers and sisters, was not the end of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, because everything that he did, because of everything that he did, he became known as the master of martyrs. And the entire Ummah took up his cause. Brothers and sisters, Imam Hussein has shown us that even in death, he can still fight oppression. Salawat.